There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is a good day. Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen, at your service. Discussion number one, focusing on Benjamin Netanyahu, the Israeli prime minister, who said the deal that our country is making with its allies, the focus is on Iran and their nuclear program. He says, quote, it's very bad, because according to him, it doesn't take away the Islamic Republic's ability to ultimately get nuclear weapons, which is a fairly, this deal apparently, at least the way I read what he says, Kenny, is that this prohibits them from making the nuclear weapons, but it doesn't keep them from getting them somewhere else, like from the Russians. The Russians got lots of nuclear weapons. Like to be able to sell as many as they can sell. Is that the way?
Well, we haven't traded with Iran in 35 years, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Russia and China are
right there,
just fine.
Yeah, right. Having a nice time. So Netanyahu says it's a very bad deal, and under the circumstances, if what he has pointed out is accurate, it doesn't sound like it's much of a deal at all. It sounds like a lot of paperwork and talk. 888-302-3684. You got any comments on social media, facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter, Good Day Show, about either Mr. Netanyahu and or his objections to the deal, or the president and or the deal, and or the Iranians?
Sure. Sterling says, I'm tired of hearing that Iran is 3 years away from a nuclear bomb, which Israel has been saying for the past 30 years.
Okay, but in this circumstance, it doesn't make any difference, because even if you say, give it up, Fred. Fred can give it up, but Fred can also go over and see his pal, Bad Vlad. And I'm just using Fred as the name of the the Iranian. I'm sure his name's probably not Fred, but you get the point. All right, what other comments have you got?
Jerry says, I couldn't watch it live, but I did watch it later on YouTube and was very impressed. Sad that more support isn't provided by the Democrats.
By the same sort of support that didn't give him enough votes to override the president's veto on the pipeline? There
yeah.
you go. Okay, next.
Amy says, the community organizer was shown up by the new leader of the free world.
Netanyahu?
Wait,
I had to stop for a second and think about that one. Listen. Community organizer. That's for those of you who don't know. That's what. That's basically where Mr. Obama got his political experience or his sense. It kind of reminds me when I listen to that comments like that. It reminds me of what Bill Clinton. George Bush said about Bill Clinton when two were running against each other in the 1991 election or 92 election, 92 election. Yeah, 92 election. And that was the George Bush, when asked by a reporter, see, Bush had been the director of the CIA, he had been a congressman, he'd been involved in foreign affairs and dealings, he was very well known to the foreign leaders in the foreign community, highly respected. So when asked, how would you compare your experience, Mr. Bush, to the experience of Mr. Clinton when it comes to foreign affairs, Mr. Bush's remark, and he wasn't given to humor much, but he said, I can remember it like it was yesterday. Mr. Clinton has gotten all of his international experience at the International House of Pancakes. Do you remember that?
Yeah. It's a great line.
Yeah, it was a wonderful line. Didn't win in the election, because read my lips, no new taxes got into his shorts. But other than that, it's just fun. to see now what great friends the Bushes and the Clintons are, and all the things that were said. And you got to wonder someday down the line, although I think there's no love lost between Netanyahu and Obama, and I'm not thinking they're going to be spending time having a beer after this is all over. That's kind of the way I look at it. Anyway, okay, so what else we got, Kenny?
Another Ken says, Netanyahu sounded like he wants to be the next new Republican senator from Israel.
Yep. And if Israel were... how many times have you heard me say to annex Israel as a 51st state? How many of them? Or move them all to New Jersey? Yeah, right. Let's just do that and be done with it. Canadian interests, let's annex them. Mexico, get it over with. All right, next. People are saying, what did he say?
Floyd says, a foreign prime minister criticizing our foreign policy and asking us to go to another war, this time with Iran. The greatest salesman ever. Good enough to get us for $3 billion a year.
Four. Has nothing to do with him, though. The reason, do you know why we give $4 billion a year in aid to Israel? Raise your hands in the class if you know. You know, Kenny?
No, why?
Remember the 67 war? And the Egyptians were up to their mickey in it. And it was over the Sinai, if I remember correctly. The United States of America brought the war to a close by guaranteeing Egypt $4 billion a year in foreign aid. And in order to put the Israeli factions all together and to get them to go along with it, guaranteed the same number to the Israelis. So from the 67 war to today, we've given Israel and Egypt $4 billion in foreign aid a year. All right? That was because we wanted to stop the war. We stopped the war by buying them off. Show me the money! That's what we did. So you and I have been paying for peace in the Middle East, at least as far as the Egyptians are concerned and the Israelis, because of the 67 war. Okay, what's next?
Ben says, Netanyahu showed who is really in charge of the United States. A foreign leader is now dictating our policy and war.
I don't think he's dictating anything. He's saying this is profound. He said it will guarantee that Iran gets nuclear weapons because it allows them to keep the infrastructure and doesn't say you can't procure this stuff from somebody else. He's right. So, you know, this, all of the people who love to point out that Mr. Obama is trying to save the Middle East, this, the real deal is that, yeah, between the lines, we'll fix it for 10 years, Iran can't build a bomb. But it doesn't say any place in there that I know of, that I've seen or heard about, that you can't buy them from somebody else. So, Netanyahu's right. All right, that's that story. Tony Caron is going to join us. He has more to say, or there's more information on Mr. Netanyahu and the visit. It's coming up next here on the Doug Good Day program. Are you still losing your hair in the brush or the shower? Provia is the all-natural hair thinning therapy that can help you with all this and much more. Listener Tom says, I've been using Provia for the last 2 months, ever since I heard you talking about it on the air, and the results are amazing. I've been seeing my hair grow back in, comes in thicker every day. It's absolutely wonderful. Even my wife has been commenting on how wonderfully I look. Well, if your wife is losing her hair, Tom, this product is for her as well. Call 800-525-8319 to get the results that Tom got. You'll get them by ordering Provia today. Also, mention Doug Stephan and ask for Provia Super Concentrate. You'll get it for faster, even more noticeable results. 800-525-8319 for a limited time upgrade to priority shipping. That's free as well. Provia, get your hair back the natural way. Stop hair loss now by calling 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319.
Would you wait several days for your shower to get hot? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? Flonase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft, So I eat Belvita soft-baked breakfast biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita soft baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, morn and win.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard hard cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
Kid? Let me paint you a picture. Tuesday night, your cog belt goes bust. Who will help you get what you need fast? Without the hoops, hurdles, or headaches? Granger, that's who. I love Granger. They got a wide variety of products and solutions. Granger makes it easy to get everything we need and answers for when we're not sure what the answer is. Now, kid, let me paint you another picture. It looks like a mop, a basement bathroom, and you all over it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com or stop by. Granger. For the ones who get it done.
Tony Karen now joins us here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, a South African-born journalist, a former anti-apartheid activist. He's on Al Jazeera America, has covered things going on in the Middle East as a reporter. So what's your take on the presentation that Mr. Netanyahu made yesterday and its reception by various interests, Tony?
Yeah, good morning, Doug. Well, I think that Prime Minister Netanyahu presented a very alarmist picture of things in the Middle East, very generally throwing together all sorts of things that really belong together, like Iran and ISIS, and you know, trying to make a case that essentially there's a deal to be had if the U.S. walks away from the table. But of course, what he didn't say was what the consequences of that would be, and I think that's what President Obama is resting his argument, saying that Netanyahu simply didn't present a viable alternative, and that if the U.S. did walk away from the table, that the consequences would be very negative and very quick.
So what are the alternatives? I guess that'd be a good question to ask. If you're reporting on this, do you see discussions among the various parties of what alternatives might be to this 10-year deal?
Well, no, I think the real problem here is Netanyahu is trying to wind back the clock to the era of the George W. Bush administration when people thought they could actually force Iran to give up enrichment altogether. That plainly hasn't happened, and there's no chance of that happening without regime change. So the kind of coded subtext of what Netanyahu was saying was essentially you have to hold out for regime change. You can't trust the Iranians anyway. Well, regime change basically means war, and nobody really wants that, and the U.S. is working with a coalition of partners who have a far different view to Netanyahu of what's expected of Iran. So there's a real chance that, you know, if this breaks down, the sanctions will collapse because the U.S. doesn't really do business with Iran. The business with Iran is Russia, China, India, etc. Mm-hmm. If they're happy with the deal, then you know, the sanctions will start to collapse.
Was this a mistake for Netanyahu to address Congress?
Not necessarily, because Netanyahu's prime objective really is in the Israeli election, and in that sense, he's probably helped himself by the sort of adulation he received in Congress. In terms of being able to affect whether there's a deal or not, he doesn't really have that capacity. And Congress, you know, the Republican Congress will probably vote against it if they can, but that, you know, the question is really, do they have any leverage in the short term?
Mm-hmm. Well, leverage, important thing. This was, I found Netanyahu and his presentation to be pretty interesting, whether it gets him anywhere or not. I mean, all of this stuff is so much yakety yak. The thing that's too bad is that these two guys don't get along, but it's more political than anything else. I understand, you know, not getting along with the Russians, but these guys are our allies, so it would seem to be in everybody's best interest to get along. Tony, thanks. Tony Karen from Al Jazeera on the visit of Mr. Netanyahu here in America.
The human body is extraordinary. despite all the stresses we inflict upon it. It still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Got my chips in a skin, keep trucking. Life to do the man together. More or less in life, just keep trucking. Oh, oh, oh.
I like the Dead. I like this version of this song, actually. 3 day pass for the Grateful Dead's Fare Thee Well tour. Sold out. This is a reunion show in Chicago. The tickets now are being offered online by StubHub for $116,000.
Huh? I saw one the other day for like $1 million.
For a Grateful Dead performance?
For like a front row ticket or something, yeah.
For the Grateful Dead?
Yep.
My God.
A lot of rich hippies out there, man.
I guess. I mean, don't they all drive station wagons and run around the country?
They're driving Ferraris, apparently. So you get a spot on the general admission floor in front of the stage for that kind of dough. To walk in the door still costs $1,400. And that's an obstructed view seat. Like when you go to the stadium, you sit behind a steel girder.
Where are they going to park all those walkers and those little motor scooters?
The show
most people
reunite
are so high when they go. Don't you think you could just sit in front of the radio and collect the
money? No, they take prescription drugs. My doctor gave me this stuff, and it's really good, man.
Lovely.
Tripping.
Yeah, tripping.
Tripping.
So, let's see here. So the shows reunite the four original members of the Dead. This is the 50th anniversary show in Chicago Soldiers Field for the 4th of July. Also included is Fish frontman and guitarist Trey Anastasio.
Yeah.
Him too.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll fill in for Jerry Garcia, who died, good God, how long has he been dead? 10 years.
About 20.
Has he been dead 20 years? Good God.
Yeah. Jerry Garcia is the best flavor of Ben and Jerry's.
The 3-night concerts have been a hot ticket since the show was first announced back in January. Sold out 210,000 seats.
But, you know,
wow,
the Dead have this whole jam band thing. I mean, they were like this psychedelic jam band, and it was all about the trip. But, you know, you bring up the band Fish. There is just this whole jam band genre has grown. It is huge. Huge, huge, huge,
huge. All right, let's get to Carrie Underwood, Richie. Congratulations in order, Jennifer, to Carrie Underwood as a baby. Boy's name is Isaiah Michael Fisher. My heavens.
My, a normal name. God, yeah. Lover.
My grandson's name is Miles Stephen Fisher, spelled the same way.
Related.
Her husband is hockey player Mike Fisher. She announced on Instagram and Twitter. Isn't that amazing? That's what every... No more baby announcements. Just put it up on social media.
Right, they'll find out.
She's 31, he's 34. Got married July of 2010. It wasn't exactly a shotgun marriage, apparently. They'd been dating for 2 years, so they've been together for, what does that mean, seven years before they had a baby?
Yeah.
Very smart.
Mm-hmm.
Very smart. Good for her. How's her career going?
Young enough.
Jennifer.
Oh, she's
not great. I mean, she's got such an excellent voice.
Excuse?
She just released, actually, you would like it. She just released, like, a Christian song, but it's very, like, an old school... like
gospel?
Church song. You would love it.
Yeah, gospel.
Thank you. That's what I was looking
good.
For.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
I like
song.
To hear it.
Something
video.
In the Water is what it's called.
Video of the day today, Richie, from the Holderness family, who have posted several viral videos on YouTube. This one is a parody of a Zac Brown song, as they lament that people in the South really don't know how to deal with the snow. It's called We Suck in Colder Weather.
Yeah, you have to say it. It's really funny.
That's very good.
Open the door and smile.
There's a lot of weather today to talk about around the country.
Thank you.
Moving from Midwest to the East again.
We're getting 5 to 8 inches tomorrow, tonight, and even more.
Yeah, same pretty much here, too.
Where's that
what we need? Where's yeah. Good for you, Jennifer. 28 after. Check out the video of the day, please, at DougStephan.com.
Yeah, we really want to see you again, but we stuck in colder weather.
Right now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to enlighten you about the bags under your eyes. Would you like them to just disappear? Stop dreaming about it. Pick up the phone and dial 800-543-9262 and order GenuCell right now. GenuCell is the all-natural treatment, comes from plant stem cell technology. Rid your face of unsightly bags, puffiness, lines around your eyes. The ones you've had for years will be gone when you call 800-543-9262. There are lots of people every day. I get another letter, two, three, four, sometimes a stack of emails from people who say that this has changed the way their face looks. Call 800-543-9262. And mention Doug Stephan, you'll get a jar of Esotique Wrinkle Cream and also a brand new Deep Firming Serum when you order GenuCell today, 800-543-9262.
Sometimes it's easy to see a difference, and sometimes it's not. Especially when it comes to motor oil. Valvoline Full Synthetic High Mileage with Max Life Technology actually is different. It's the superior protection of synthetic for cars over 75,000 miles. But don't just believe us. See for yourself at seeadifference.com. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood. Visit AutoZone now and buy 5 quarts of Valvoline and an oil filter starting at $22.99. See store for restrictions and details.
Jim Pee Wee Martin was in the Battle of the Bulge and describes the terrible conditions he and his few paratroopers faced.
You know, when you're really cold, you shiver to keep warm. We had so little food, not enough energy, and we quit shivering. That means you're really in bad shape. The doctors couldn't understand how we survived.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of America's veterans, but it's up to you to keep their story alive. To hear the rest of Pee Wee's story, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Hi, Coast to Coast listeners. I'm Kay Zwirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of George Norrie because his topics and guests are fascinating and really get you thinking. George is just as bothered as I am by all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life. To prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond OsteoFX, which together are called the Healthy Start Pack. I recommend you go online to criticalhealthnews.com to purchase these products. That's criticalhealthnews.com or call 855-949-RADIO.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
Good day, time now, 33 after the hour. Doug Steffen on the Thursday program, 5th of March. The Ides of March are the 15th. What's the significance, though, of the 5th? It seems to me to be a, what is it? Well, it's halfway between August 5th and August 5th is March 5th. All right, so we figured that out. Into the zone of information and conversation about the Supreme Court hearing arguments over subsidies that help millions of you afford their health insurance. The arguments suggest that the administration has two chances to attract one vote. One vote out of nine. The justices are gathering in private tomorrow to cast their votes in this case. This will be the outcome after yesterday's argument. The two justices, or at least the way you'd count. I always remember my friend who was chairman of the Board of Selectmen in my town said, the only thing I have to do is be able to count to five. Actually, no. He said I only have to be able to count to three, because that's all he needed for votes. So in this case, there's one. And the two of the conservative justices are the ones in the focus here. One who voted with the courts for liberals to uphold the law 3 years ago, and the other one who joins liberals more often, but would have, he'd kill the whole thing if he was able to 3 years ago, so I'm guessing he's not the one. If Justice Kennedy had his way in 2012, there would be no health care law or no case because there wouldn't be any law. Kennedy's vote often is decisive in cases that divide the liberals and the conservatives, one of four dissenters who would have struck down the entire law. So he's not, well, maybe he is, because he left open the possibility, Kennedy, that he would not vote the same way again because of a legal concept known as constitutional avoidance. The idea is that judges should avoid interpreting a law in a way that raises constitutional problems if there's any other reasonable way to view it. So, what's the dispute? There are four words. How many pages in this damn thing? 1,200 pages?
there are, like that. Yeah.
There are four words established by the state, which the challengers say is clear evidence that Congress intended subsidies to go only to people in states that created their own health insurance marketplace. Like, what is the 16 states? California's one of them?
I think so.
Yeah. The idea was to have a carrot and stick approach. The challenger's lawyer, Michael Carvin, said Congress wants states to establish their own exchanges and held out generous subsidies to the residents of their states who did just that. But Justice Kennedy said this scheme would raise a serious constitutional question about whether the federal government was trying to coerce the states to act. So you can bet that Obama's people are going to be all over him, Kennedy. He told the lawyer, quote, if your argument is accepted, the states are being told either create your own exchange or we'll send your insurance market into a death spiral. And then he repeated his concern when Solicitor General Donald Varelli defended the administration view that subsidies are available everywhere because Congress didn't want a law designed to reduce the number of uninsured Americans to leave people unable to afford insurance. Do you know what? Congress didn't know squat. They didn't know that. They didn't think of that. They didn't even bring it into the debate because none of them read the bill. Nancy Pelosi, pass it now. We'll read it and fix it later. So who are they kidding? The Solicitor General is full of baloney or stuff a little more serious that I use to spread on my fields. Anyway, you're going to find the administration showing up now. Now you'll know the behind the scenes. That's why I like to do this in detail stuff, spend 10, 15 minutes on one item if I have the time in this hour, because now I understand it better. Sometimes I'm working through this stuff the same as you are as we listen and talk about it and think about it. You get the drift here, right? You see and you hear and you sense what's going on. It's what good analytic conversation is about. Kenny, we got any comments? Facebook.com/good day. Twitter, good day. By the way, email to Doug or Ken at DougStefan.com if you care to.
A couple comments. Julius says, I'm waiting for a better health care law where I can choose my doctor and not pay $12,000 in deductibles.
Ah, hers is up to 12, mine's at 5. when you signed up for your plan, what did you have for a deductible? It was low, I think you told me. Wasn't it $250 or something?
It is low. To be honest, I don't remember because my wife, Lisa, handles all the money stuff.
Right. Uh-huh.
So she just tells me where to sign.
So when your check gets there for me, you just give it to her and that's the end of it? Done?
Half the time she intercepts it at the post office. And just gives me an allowance and does what
there you go.
She
does. That sounds like a good deal. What's wrong with that?
Yeah.
All right. So
Donna says, and this is what you were just saying, this is what happens when people pass laws that they haven't read.
Yep. Nobody knows what the hell they voted on. And they still don't understand it 5-6 years later. They don't know. Each side in this case is arguing that the law unambiguously supports only its position. However, the other option for the court would be to declare that the law is ambiguous when it comes to subsidies and therefore defer to the IRS. Oh, perfect. Making tax credits available where they apply around the nation. So this is a state versus federal interpretation of this law, in case you didn't get that's really what this is all about. The backup argument, Chairman Roberts, Chief Justice Roberts, didn't have many comments. He said if the court finds that the law is ambiguous and bows to the current administration's take on the law, that would indicate that a subsequent administration could change that interpretation. Aha! So Kennedy likely to go, but the majority, this is hard. This is a hard one. It's a crapshoot. And you won't know until June anyway, because they'll vote in secret and it'll get put into the refrigerator until whatever day in June they make their decision. I always love it. The reporters say, the justices have decided today to do X, Y, Z. No, they didn't decide today. They decided 2 months ago, 3 months ago, 4 months ago. And they just didn't announce it. That kind of stuff, when I hear those things that have nothing to do with the story, but yet they are everything. Those words speak everything that's wrong with the way things are reported. The justices decided today. No, they didn't decide today. I'm beginning to sound like Samuel L. Jackson. Did you notice? Okay.
And, you know, whichever way this comes out in June, there are lawyers waiting in the wings to appeal.
Of course.
This is far from over.
Well, the Supreme Court is the final word, but then they'll take some other nuance out of it. And because they can, this whole argument, you heard me say a few minutes ago, is about four words. So if there's 1,200 pages in this thing, you don't think there are another three or four words that some lawyer can look at and say, yeah, let's challenge that.
Yep.
And especially given how much of a money raiser this is for the Republicans. This is, people love, I'm going to fight to the death. At some congressman there, somebody who's running for Congress, or somebody running for the Senate. I'm going to fight to the death to get rid of Obamacare. And the clouds, yay! And all you have to do is give me a check for $250. Yay! We'll get rid of Obamacare. Yay! No, you won't. However, that's an interesting thought, and it makes for an interesting conversation, right? Yay! Meanwhile, there are other things going on in the world of a little more mundane approach to some of the health issues in the land. You know, I have a lot of doctors because research shows, at least I pay attention to some of the research, that people on programs, especially in the morning, like advice, and they like advice on things that are technical or health-oriented. So Dr. Ronald Hoffman is going to join us in a few moments, and he will bring us up today on a couple of health issues that I'm guessing you don't know too much about or you haven't heard too much about. So that's up next here on Good Day.
Would you wait several days for your shower to get hot? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? FloNase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Yeah, like,
that was good.
Yeah.
Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Stressful things during the day can keep you awake at night. Instead of sleeping, your mind is still spinning from stress. Unisom is the help you need to fall asleep. Unisom sleep tabs are a clinically proven effective OTC sleep aid. You fall asleep 33% faster by easing into your natural sleep cycle. With Unisom, you wake refreshed and ready.
Here's your morning traffic report.
Unisom, a stressful day deserves a restful night.
Use as directed. Active ingredient oxaliamine succinate versus control in a clinical study.
I'm Mike Huckabee. I was the governor of Arkansas and ran for president in 2008, and I used to be a diabetic. One of the coolest campaigns I ever took on and won was the crusade that reversed my type 2 diabetes naturally. I was able to get off the medications I'd taken, and I lost 110 pounds of fat in the process. If you or someone you care about has type 2 diabetes or pre-diabetes, I urge you to pay close attention to what I'm about to tell you. The same methods I use to reverse my type 2 diabetes are found today in the Diabetes Solution Kit from Barton Publishing. It's an all-natural plan that really could work for you in reversing type 2 diabetes and prevent it from coming back, all in as little as 4 weeks, with your doctor's approval. Stop suffering. Here's how to get your hands on the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
Get your Diabetes Solution Kit now at reverse66.com. Everything you need to reverse your type 2 diabetes or pre-diabetes like Governor Huckabee did is at reverse66.com. Reverse your diabetes today at reverse66.com. That's reverse66.com.
Hi, here's your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks, Staples guy. Ugh, do you have stuff to clean this disaster of a break room?
Sure, Staples has wipes, paper towels, sprays, sponges, all at a low price.
How about these floors?
Disinfecting cleaners, mops, bucket with side press ringers, and yellow wet floor signs.
Does anyone know how long it takes to reheat cod?
We also have air fresheners.
I'll take a case of those.
Make on budget happen, make cleaning up happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get a Lysol Wipes 3-pack for just $4.99.
Offer valid on SKU 950423 in store and online, and 314 while supplies last. See store staples.com for details.
You've
musicians, Guitar Center's Green Tag Sale just got better, with savings not up to, but at least 50% off list on hundreds of items throughout the store. Look for Green Tags and get incredible deals, like ESP electric guitars, just $99. Mogami cables, up to 72% off list, starting at just $19. Or a complete five-piece drum set, just $2.99. So come by and get hands-on with the gear you really want. But hurry, Guitar Center's Green Tag Sale ends Sunday. In-store and at guitarcenter.com.
Dr. Ronald Hoffman is here with us on Good Day. Dr. Hoffman has a great website. Intelligent Medicine Newsletter comes out every week. You can find out. There are a number of, I don't want to say spins, because then I sound like O'Reilly in the no spin zone. This is a doctor who has great credentials, great practice. He's practical. A lot of people listen to his radio program in New York, so that's why he's here, to help us understand some of the nuance, if you will, in medical news. And what works for some people, what works, what doesn't work for others. One of the things that I don't think often is taken into consideration, Ron, is the chemical makeup of a person's body and why certain prescription drugs and maybe supplements and other things that we put into our body do not always have the same effect. And I wonder this because we have all of these drugs and a lot of supplements as well that seem to, when you read the information, to have the same sort of impact, or the expectation is they'll have the same impact on you as maybe me, when in fact your chemistry is different from my chemistry. So doesn't that weigh into the results of anybody taking supplements or drugs?
Absolutely. And you touched on an important new buzzword in medicine, which is personalized medicine.
Mm-hmm.
We actually know that there are genes in your body that affect the way that you react to medications. You know, just like some people, you know, can't seem like they have a hollow leg. You know, they go to a bar and they can
right.
throw back, you know, six fingers.
Yeah, right. Yep.
And other people are so-called cheat date. It has to do with metabolism. It has to do with metabolism, your ability to break down or process medication. And now there are actually genetic markers. We're already testing people for these to see if there are people who would do well on a very low dose of medication, or maybe they'll need a higher dose.
But how do you know that until you prescribed it? And then sometimes there is an adverse reaction to some of this stuff, and it's, for the saddest cases, it's too late.
Exactly. It's a little bit, unfortunately, trial and error, and that's why there should really be no one-size-fits-all approach to medicating. And some people have what's called a paradoxical reaction. In other words, I've had patients where they take a sleeping pill and they're up all night. They feel hyper from sleeping pills.
Right.
Or vice versa. They take, like some kind of stimulant and it puts them to sleep. So it's the wiring of the body. It's very individualized. We're beginning to be able to predict that. But it's something that we need to keep in mind.
Well, plus, when it comes to new drugs on the market, I've had my other friend and colleague here, Ken Kronhaus, who gives me a physical pretty much every year, thinks that I should be on a statin. And he told me that 8-9 years ago, even though I don't have a lot of plaque in my carotids. I don't have much of any place else. But he's always wanted me to be on a low-dose statin, and I've taken red yeast rice.
Which is fairly equivalent. It's the same natural chemicals that statins are based on.
But the reason I didn't want to take the drugs, maybe I'm wrong because of what you just said about the supplementation, I didn't think that they'd been tested long enough. Now, I'm not a doctor, but 30 years now they've been on the market, I guess it's pretty safe. But when I first looked at this, it was a while ago, and I thought, okay, so do we need a little more time before we take these?
I just got off of Xarelto after being on it for a year and a half or something like that, because it's making your blood so thin, you bleed out.
Yeah. Well, just flip on the TV and you see how many lawyers are trolling for plaintiffs on
what raised my attention, is all these dirtbag law firms out there going, there's got to be something to it.
Really?
Otherwise, good drugs can sometimes have devastating side effects. So we see so many drug recalls. It's called the post-marketing period. In the pre-marketing period, when they look at 10,000 people, it's fine. But then when they look at hundreds of thousands of people taking the same medication, problems emerge. It's a typical problem.
Yeah, I bet you've written about that in the Intelligent Medicine Newsletter, have you not?
Indeed. Next this week, in fact. So
look at that. Look at me being ahead of the curve.
You're on top of it.
Dr. Ron Hoffman's website is Dr. Hoffman with two F's, drhoffman.com. Sign up for his Intelligent Medicine Newsletter there.
complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeSurvivalLighter.com. Again, that's FreeSurvivalLighter.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeSurvivalLighter.com today.
By now, you've heard about bitcoins. But did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Because at BidBit.co, you can receive bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
Yankee Doodle Dandy, Jimmy Cagney from the movie of the same name. Cagney received the Best Actor award at the Oscars for his role in Yankee Doodle Dandy on this date, 1943. Lacey Cagney?
Cagney, Lacey
Cagney. Very funny.
Thanks.
All right, so we have that in our minds and memories. Very nice stuff. The Yankee Doodle Dandy, there's a movie memory for you. We have movie news coming up in a matter of speaking. Maybe a little reflection back to some of the movies that came out during this week in various years. First, however, though, we have our contest in order to qualify somebody for that drawing that we'll have on March 24th for a weekend. What is it, a Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Richie? Is that
this is the coolest thing at the Broadmoor. They're doing a wine weekend kind of surrounded by cookouts and camping.
Oh.
So you get to have like a traditional kind of Western cookout, and then they pair it up with good wines.
Oh.
And they actually show you how to do the barbecue. They show you how to do the ribs. They show you how to make the dry rubs. It's really cool.
I'm available to attend with you if you want.
That's what I was thinking. All right. This one I want to go on.
All right, so if you'd like to qualify for that drawing, again, last week of March, so you have between now and then to figure out some of these things, not between now and then to figure out the movie of the day today, but we have these movie things every day, and so listen for that. If you know the answer, 888-302-3684. Here's the first clue from today's contest.
There's a fine line between stupid and clever.
Ooh, I should know this.
Yes, you should. 888-302-3684. This was one of those weird... When didn't Rob Reiner produce this? Do I remember that, Kenny, about this movie?
Yes, he did.
All right, so I'm on the right path. That'll help you a little bit. 888-302-3684. Next clue.
Let's talk about your reviews a little bit regarding intravenous to Milo. This tasteless cover is a good indication of the lack of musical invention within.
I didn't like this movie.
The growth rate of this band cannot even be charted.
Yeah.
They are treading water
water in a sea of retarded sexuality and bad poetry.
That's nitpicking, isn't it?
I didn't like it at first, but that was Rob Reiner's voice, by the way, there, who I think produced and directed this movie. All right, so there, Richie, you still haven't figured it out, right?
Not yet, no.
All right, okay, so last clue, let's go.
If you can see, the numbers all go to 11. Look, right across the board. 11, well, 11,
and most
11,
of the amps go up to 10.
Exactly.
Does that mean it's louder?
Yeah. Is it any louder?
Well, all right.
It's one louder, isn't it?
888-302-36. This is an acquired taste kind of a thing. Didn't they do a follow up? Wasn't there another one? At least they were going to do another one. Did I remember that, Kenny?
I think they did a cable special.
Oh, okay.
I think there was another movie.
All right. So you figure it out. 888-302-3684. You could be in the running for our drawing for that wonderful time at the Broadmoor in Colorado Springs. Stay tuned. We'll find today's winner and give you a few other movie anecdotal things to think about in just a second here on Good Day.
Musicians, starting tomorrow, Guitar Center's Green Tag Sale gets even better, with savings not up to, but at least 50% off list on hundreds of items throughout the store. Look for Green Tags and get incredible deals, like ESC electric guitars, just $99, Mogami cables, up to 72% off list, starting at just $19, or a complete 5-piece drum set, just $2.99. So come by and get hands-on with the gear you really want. Don't miss Guitar Center's Green Tag Sale starting tomorrow, in-store and at guitarcenter.com.
All right, let's make quick work of this. Arlene is in Virginia. Hi, Arlene. Welcome to Good Day, ma'am.
Hi, good morning.
Morning to you. All right, so how good is your memory? Let's test that. What's the name of this movie?
This is Spinal Tap.
Was the number one movie this week in 1984. What do you remember most, Arlene, about having seen this movie, and have you seen it more than once?
I never, ever saw it. I just remember Rob Reiner did it, and I wasn't old enough to see it at the time.
Oh, really?
So just awesome.
That's good. Yeah, that is good. Very, very good.
That's fine.
All right, so you qualify for our drawing. It's for four people, I think, Richie, isn't it? Is it the same two adults or two children we gave away before?
I think it's for two. I have to confirm.
Just for adults. Actually, okay, anyway. But if you like that sort of a thing, Arlene, and we get yourself into the qualifiers list, you could be going to the Broadmoor in Colorado Springs. Hold on just a second, and we'll get the information from you. Appreciate your having called. All right, I'm just remembering films opening on this date in 1999. Payback.
Mel Gibson, right?
It was a good paycheck for him. And then there was Rushmore with Olivia Wilde. Remember that? Bill Murray was in that weird movie. Yeah, well, Murray was in it. That explains that. 59 past the hour. You're listening to the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Extend your life.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendivite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extend.